So I used to be a stripper. I know what you're thinking. Oh my god. Don't worry, I quit because I have self-respect. Now I just do porn. Dating is difficult. You know, everyone wants to date a porn star until they're like, hey, how was work? And I'm like, oh my god, the boss was writing me hard today. Okay. And then they're like, okay, well, is he bigger than me? Does he fuck you better than me? And I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, he does. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
How's it going? This is Sean from Smile Empty Soul, and you are watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
This is Ebony Mystique, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
My name is Alex Sulkin, writer of Ted and Family Guy, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show. Lucky you.
Hi, it's Hot Wife Sadie Rose, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show.
We are recording.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Fox from Dexter and the Moon Rocks.
Hey everybody, my name is Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Anthony Rogers Show.
Are you ready?
You're driving super fast.
Got a bass
motherfucker.
One, two, three.
You're watching
the
Anthony Rogers Show.
Okay.
Can you say it in a super deep voice,
yeah.
Too?
Oh, no.
We could, but that's going to be $500.
$500?
You're not going to...
We won't. We don't want that to live.
You're not
going to
get that footage. That's going to go viral.
That'll go viral.
That's going to go viral.
Put it on my Instagram.
Welcome back to your favorite show in the entire universe. My name is Anthony Rogers. How are you doing?
Solid.
Good. Doing great right now.
Doing great so far.
we got a big episode. I was nerding out on this on the murder of Kurt Cobain and the murder of Kristen Plaff. I can't Plaff, something like that. She was like the bass player for Hole. And then I found out that Mary had a reading on this. My friend Mary. Mary the medium. For people that don't know, but my friend Mary had a episode on this and already covered it and already had some inside info that was basically going off of a lot of what I assume about the Kurt Cobain stuff. And I'm just a music nerd, so I've been hyped about this episode all morning. When I saw what was up today, I was like, I'm hyped about this. Mary's probably one of the longest guests we had. So I think when the show first started years ago, I don't know the time frame, I'm old, 10 years ago, something like that. You know, it's like she's one of the first consistent guests we've had stuff. So
that's awesome.
So wow. I will bring her up. Mary, how you doing?
Hey guys. Wait, I'm too short. I gotta sit on my leg or something. I don't know what's going on. How are you?
There you go.
Hey.
Good.
Hey, nice to see you, Nikki. Nice to see you, Anthony. If everybody don't
likewise.
Anthony's birthday is tomorrow.
It was yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
What? I thought you said it was tomorrow.
29th. No, I turned 39 2 days ago.
Happy birthday, okay. Dude. All right, I'm late. I'm sorry.
Happy birthday.
Well, it's a good thing I don't care about stuff like that, you know, really.
What?
Yeah. It was a good excuse to get some meals, though. You know, I got some meals on the street.
You're so. Just going to go to every single Denny's and be like, it's my birthday.
I made my family feed me a bunch. I made my wife and my dad feed me a bunch. I was just like, I'm going to eat everything they have because it's my birthday.
I go to a high-end restaurant and tell them that. So they bring out a chocolate lava cake. So. Yeah.
Well, next birthday, I'll hit you up, man. We'll see how we can.
Yeah.
Sponsor the birthday. You know, 40. I'll be 40 next year. I'll be
Damn.
Major.
0-0, bro.
Yeah, I'm 39 right now, or they call it two Whitneys. He's in the comments. I have the sound off. That's not funny. All right, there it sounds back on. Sorry, Whitney. You can't shit talk, so I have the sounds off. It's not fair.
Oh, man. So who do we think killed this other chick from Hole? Obviously, same person that killed Kurt Cobain, right? What's your face, Courtney?
It seems like Courtney Love orchestrated the whole thing, but Mary, who's never even listened to Nirvana, talked to someone about it. Before we get to that, I think about the weather.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Anthony. I'm doing great, Tilbert. It's muggy outside in Sydney, Nova Scotia, right now, and I had a great time at Canada Day concert opener park. And this Friday coming up is a big, huge holiday in the United States and America, known as Independence Day. All the concerts are going to be so busy, and food trucks are going to be so busy down the stateside on July 4th because a holiday in your area is July 4th. Then I got the Francis National Holiday on Monday, July 14th, 2025. It's Bastille Day. It's going to be so busy in France. Everything will be closed in the States Friday. Everything will be closed in France on Monday, July 4th because of Bastille Day. That means there'll be so many events going on in France on July 14th. Wednesday, July 23rd is Revolution Day in Egypt. That's their Independence Day on July 23rd.
Hey,
Frank.
Over in Egypt, they overthrow the King of Egypt in 1952. And on July 23rd, that's Egypt's Independence Day. They have their fireworks on July 23rd every year in Egypt. On Bastille Day, they have fireworks every year. On July 14th, over in France, on July 4th is fireworks every year in United States and America. Where you at, Anthony?
Yes, sir. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy Independence Day. We became independent from what? England, right?
Yeah, that's where we replaced the kings with corporate CEOs.
Mm-hmm. Nice. We just told those motherfuckers to fuck off, dipshit. That's awesome.
Still do, I think.
I'm showing you a shot of Trick to Sydney.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Where is that?
Charlotte Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Wow.
Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Cool.
Hey, did you hear about this? I had a great time at Canada Day concert and things like this. It had fireworks. That's the last part of the concert. The fireworks happened.
Nice.
Super.
They had a fireworks right after the concert on Canada Day.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dope, dude. It's awesome.
That means today is a holiday in my area today.
Is there any crazy weather going on around the world?
Perth, Australia is getting so much rain on Wednesday. Perth, Western Australia. As for in Auckland, New Zealand's getting high winds and heavy rain. That's happening right now in Auckland, New Zealand. Tonight coming up in New Sydney in Perth, Australia is going to bring so much rain. Right now, they're bringing high winds and heavy rain in New South Wales, Australia, such as Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and all those places.
Dang.
They get high winds in North Island, New Zealand, like high winds and heavy rain happening right now in Auckland, New Zealand, Gisborne, New Zealand, New Plymouth, New Zealand, Hamilton, New Zealand, including Napier, Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, Wellington, New Zealand, Nelson, New Zealand, Great Auk, New Zealand. They're getting snowstorm up in mountains in New Zealand.
Nice.
Wow.
Snowstorms in
New Zealand. What about Boston?
Over in Boston, it's going to be extremely hot and humid in New York City and Boston. They had lots of thunderstorms in New York City. That's why Anthony Cumia had to divert to another airport because JFK International Airport was delayed because of the thunderstorm risk in New York City.
Damn. Well, that's typical for New York summer, honestly. New York.
That's why Anthony Cumia was delayed heading to New York.
Nice. Wow. And New York is, I love New York, but I don't think I could ever live there because the weather is just kind of horrible, honestly.
And Los Angeles is getting a lot of fires too. And did you hear about this?
Oh,
they're
yeah,
getting so much dry dust. They're getting a dust storm in Las Vegas
Put
airport.
Down. Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Sick, dude. That's sick. Burn this shit. I'm over it. Let's fucking burn this shit to the ground, bro. Fuck
and
yeah.
Los Angeles is getting so much fires lately. In Southern California, they're getting so much fires too.
Where at?
Southern California.
You're adorable, Frankie.
That means that I'm also an author of book Be Prepared.
Oh, wow. I have to check that out.
My book is Be Prepared, a Frank Delgado Life Weather and Everything, published by Nameless Publishing. It's on Amazon.com. Search Frank McDowell on Amazon.com.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, so your bubbleheads? Sick, dude.
I will do that, sir.
That means I'm an author of book, too.
I heard that. Yeah. Congratulations.
Nice.
That's one up on me. I don't
have the attention span to write a book.
Not yet.
Over in a lot of rain going on in Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, Bangladesh, and India. Mumbai, India is in the monsoon season right now. They're bringing so much rain to Mumbai, India.
Wow. Monsoon season.
Yeah, everybody got their insurance on their house.
Whoa, dude. Monsoon
over. That means that Siberia is getting a heat wave and Fort Kuta, Russia is going to get a major heat wave sometime in next week in the second half of July. It's going to be extremely hot and humid in Fort Kuta, Russia, up above the Arctic Circle.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen a Russian in shorts.
That's like an Orlisk, Russia. It's going to get extremely hot weather, too. Yakutsk, Russia, and all those places. They're getting extremely hot weather in Yakutsk, Russia, right now. Once again, in the second half of August, leaves will be changing to different colors up in Inuvik, Northwest Territories, Fort McPherson, Northwest Territories, and Dawson, Yukon, and Northern Alaska, and Yakutsk, Russia, Fort Kuta, Russia, Norilsk, Russia. Leaves will be changing to different colors in second half August.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice,
I'm not sure.
The weather is weathering. That's dope.
As for right now, it's dark 24 hours a day in Amundsen Scott South Pole Station, Antarctica. It's dark 24 hours a day in McMurdo Station, Antarctica. So is Vostok Russian Research Station, Antarctica as well. Opening North Pole up in the Arctic and Alert Nunavut, Canada. It's daylight 24 hours a day.
Sick. Daylight 24 hours a day? I bet that gets old, honestly.
Up around in Uganda, they have 12-hour daylight, 12-hour darkness all year round because it's in the equator. Say what Ecuador is, South America. Anywhere in the equator is 12-hour daylight, 12-hour darkness all year round.
Love the puppy. Baby.
She looks like a stuffed animal. Are you a stuffed animal, dude?
And did you hear about this? And did you hear about this? A lot of high schools in Canada had a graduation last week and things like this. Down in the States, say high schools after graduation at the end of May, down in the States, down in Atlanta, Georgia, and Florida, they go back to school in early August.
Nice.
That's when I had to go back to school, early August.
They go back to school down in Florida, Georgia, and southeastern United States in early August every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's true.
Nice.
And if you want to follow my social media, my Reddit is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Threads is at Frankie McD1984. And my the Blue Sky is at Frankie McD. My Twitter now X is at Frankie McD. My Linktree is Frankie McDowell. My Facebook is Frankie McDowell. My Instagram is Frankie McD1984. My TikTok is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Clapper is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Twitch is Frankie McDowell 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MECDON. My YouTube channel stocks will say my LinkedIn is Frankie McDowell. Best luck to you. I'm Frankie McDowell. You're listening to Anthony Rogers Show every Tuesday nights.
So long, Frank. Say goodbye, Frankie. So long.
How does he do that? Oh, that what a beautiful baby. How many do you have, Nikki?
I have two dogs and a cat.
Oh, do you? Wow, yeah. Beautiful.
They're my children, man. Boop.
There you go.
Yeah. Because real children are just, you know, they're a little bit much. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get children that can't talk back. And, you know, like.
Oh, my God. I was flying. I flew down here with my boss. Okay. And I brought my cat, Tuckerman, who's diabetic. But he didn't have his insulin in the morning. He wouldn't eat. I stuck his meds in his food to tranquilize him. He wouldn't eat it. And so it was time to go, you know. And so I had to dose him by the mouth. So I gave him his meds by the mouth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he had the shits all in his kennel on this nice plane. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So I went through like 4 pee pads changing out in the bathroom of this really plane.
It must be rough traveling like on planes with like animals, honestly.
Really, it is. I don't want to do it anymore.
You're like, never again.
Never again. Not after that. No.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. One of the pilots walked back and goes, what was that smell?
Oh, no. And you're like, it wasn't me, I swear.
I'm sorry, my cat took a dump. And he goes, where? Is it inside the plane? I said, no, inside his kennel.
You're like, it's all over my seat. Oh, my God.
I mean, it was a true story. I was literally I'm apologizing the whole time. You know, poor little baby, he couldn't help it, you know?
Oh, poor guy.
I know. Yeah. Right. Right.
That was miserable, poor baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you find in your research with the Kurt Cobain and Kristen Platt from Hole thing?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I never did research on it.
So it just came to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So on my podcast, I didn't know what we're going to be talking about. So Jeff, when he was on my podcast, Jeff and Brooke, Jeff held up pictures of Kurt. And then all of a sudden, Spirit started talking. And I knew nothing. Not one thing about any of them. I didn't know the players involved. I just described them and he put them up and I'm like, yeah, that's him. So, you know, I mean, for someone who never listened to the music, who didn't know anything about really, I mean, I remembered listening to one song that Kurt did.
Yeah.
And that was it. And, you know, I have a really good track record of finding the missing. I would say 99% of the time.
Nice.
And awesome. and like Google has me ranked as the second medium in the whole world, number 2.
Damn, that's sick.
But I think I'm number 5. That's where the list is in the world. But I knew nothing about Kurt Cobain. I didn't know anything about his life. I didn't know anything about his wife. I didn't know anything about, you know, I knew just by looking at a picture. And Spirit started telling me. So it started coming out of my mouth. So what you hear me say tonight is actually from Spirit. It's not me, it's from Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's got, I know after I did 2 shows on him, because the first show was Who Killed Kurt? And the second show I think we did was about, again, to recover it. But what happened to the gal that played with Courtney? I don't even know what musical instrument she played.
Bass?
Yeah. And who really killed her? Okay, because she went home, got her act cleaned up, came back, or she went to rehab, came back. And then I saw a guy with blonde hair show up where she was. She was leaving that night. I think that night to Reacher, leaving that night to leave. Kurt was in love with her. He was going to leave the music industry. This is what Spirit showed me. He was going to, he wanted out. He wanted out from Courtney. Now remember, this is Spirit. This is not me. He wanted, I wanted out. I wanted out from Courtney. I wanted out from everything. The pressure was too much. I feel like he was in love with the brunette from that, from Courtney's band. She had a band. Okay. Yeah. So this guy with blonde hair to right about here, and I was shown the picture. He works in the band. He was in Courtney's band, showed up, and she's dead the next morning.
Wow.
And so she knew. When he showed up, she knew that she was not going to be alive much longer. She knew.
She knew Courtney was going to kill her?
Yep.
Whoa. I mean, did Courtney Taylor, or not Courtney, Courtney Love, sorry. Did Courtney Love have like a history of violence or just like a temper?
No, I got that she thought she, now this is what Spirit is saying, Spirit is saying that she could buy her way with sex and money. Buy her way with sex and money. The doctor that did the autopsy should never have done that autopsy. He did the autopsy on Kurt, and he did the and he's dead now. Okay, that doctor is dead. I'm sorry, I have to. I'm kind of short, so he's dead. But Spirit said that she slept with him. And how convenient it was that he did both Kurt's autopsy. And then what was the girl's name from?
Kristen Plath.
Kristen Plath did her autopsy. He was only 31. Hmm. 31 years of age.
Yeah.
Okay. So that right there is the biggest. The fact that he did both of them. I'm sorry. You know, and they ruled it as overdose.
She slept with the guy who did the autopsy?
Yes.
Ah, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what Spirit showed me. Spirit showed me that Kurt, and I had no idea who these people were. A guy with long hair, black hair to right about here. Okay. Yeah. Kind of stringy. He had a gun. He gave it to Kurt. Kurt gave it back to him. Now, it come to find out that was Kurt's good friend,
Dylan.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't know these people. There was another guy, and it's like, Anthony, when I was doing this on my podcast, I was like a fly on the wall watching all of this happen. Now, I can't think of the name for it. I'm a remote viewer. Okay.
Yeah.
They used to use people like me during the Cold War. What's he doing? Blowing bubbles? Good for him. He's got tape all over his head. What's he doing?
he's special.
So he's special. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so the babysitter, now I realize he probably had long hair too. He was a drug addict for sure. But there was another guy that I saw Kurt's body being brought. It was like on the outside, I saw some stones. There was a lot of stone around and literally they brought his body to this area, and the cops came in, investigated it, and how convenient for Courtney to make herself look like, I mean, you know, she wanted to find out what really happened. is what spirit is saying.
So wait, you're saying that they moved his body after he was dead?
Yes. Wow. In other words, I feel like they staged it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have, if he shot up that much heroin, which I found out that's what supposedly he died of, an OD overdose. There was no way the minute that he shot that much that he could have pointed the gun.
Yeah.
And killed himself.
Well, also, it wasn't a rifle.
Yeah, and it was laying the wrong way.
In the face of the rifle.
Found
it was
out
white clean too. No fingerprints.
Yeah, white clean. And
then wasn't
it
the
was
door
late.
Locked on the from the other side? The door that was locked when they went in, it was like locked from the outside.
That was okay. So I was thinking about another rock star. But I got staged. I got the she slept. Spirit told me she slept with the private investigator. Mm. I felt like the cops were dirty. Okay. Mm. And the thing is, if he left the music industry, and this is what Spirit told me too, he left the music industry, where would Courtney be? Where would her fame go? Where would the money go?
Yeah.
And then now, and here comes somebody else. And I don't know what he had to do with Kurt, but I saw him with P. Diddy, and I had no idea who this man was. Not a frigging clue. I've been seeing a baby doll. Oh my God, that's perverted.
Jesus.
I saw him with P. Diddy. The very first time I saw him, he was in Switzerland or someplace, maybe France. He had these really cool glasses on. He was thinning, real thin hair, almost nothing up here, but thinning. And he always wore a three-piece suit, always. That's how I would recognize the man if I were to see a picture of him.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing him. I saw him around Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
I saw him around P. Diddy. And I saw him around Cobain. Okay, but the thing is, he always had on a vest on. He had a three-piece suit on. But when I saw him with the Jeffrey Epstein thing, there were 12 people sitting in a room with him, and they were making the decision of life or death. And these 12 people that he was talking to, I felt were from different countries.
Huh.
Like there was a beautiful Colombian woman there. I felt like cartels, drug lords from different countries.
Interesting.
Or different, you say, trafficking rings from different countries.
Right.
Okay. This is what Spirit showed me.
Do you think those are the people that are running the entertainment industry?
Yes, I do.
Mm, that makes sense.
So I didn't know who this old man was. He's old. He was older, like authority. The glasses and the three-piece suit. Then I saw
Jimmy Iovine.
Huh?
Is it Jimmy Iovine?
Clive Davis,
okay.
Then I saw him with P. Diddy, and then I saw him with Cobain.
Hmm.
And these are visions that Spirit sent me. I'm like, who is this man? And so I kept getting like it was a different name, like it wasn't Clive, but it was real close to Clive. And one of the viewers of my podcast said, "You mean Clive Davis?" I went, "What?" I said, "Who's that? I've never heard of him." And so they showed the picture. I said, "That's the man."
Oh, damn.
That's the man I've been seeing. What happened?
No, I just pulled you up as you're talking.
Oh, okay.
You just broke the third wall.
Where am I going to go?
I love the couch guy. But that's the man I've been seeing with all of these people in the entertainment field. And I'm like, who is this guy? I didn't know who he was. Spirit just showed me him. And it's the same with Kurt Cobain. I knew nothing. See, when Kurt came out, I was in yachting. I was on the big yachts, the super yachts. I was out in foreign countries. I was traveling all the time, Bahamas, the Pacific, all the way Europe. I didn't know, didn't listen to. I was working all the time, knew nothing about Kurt Cobain, knew nothing about it. So the problem is, if Kurt left and walked out, there would be a huge loss of money.
Mm.
But the thing is, there was also a huge, I guess you can say, insurance payout.
So they would have made more money if he did. Well, it's funny you say that, because it's like when an artist like that dies, they almost become more famous.
They become more famous.
He has the largest selling Unplugged album of all time, because he died right as Unplugged and New York came out. A little after Unplugged New York came out, he died. So they had the largest selling Unplugged album because of that. Like, I think it definitely had a factor in it. I mean, sales went through the roof. I mean, back when CDs sold, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, and there's, you know, things are still selling, but just, I, you know, it's just some of the things that Spirit showed me about Courtney, you know, about the players involved. There was one guy who was he looked like he was from New Jersey, New York. He had short, kind of, his hair was wavy. He was, I guess you could say he was a kisser-asser kind of guy.
A brown noser.
Yeah, brown noser. But he was a shyster, you know, like what's in it for him kind of thing. Yeah. But he was always there. And he was one. I'm standing, like, on my last podcast. I don't know how it happened, but I'm standing.
What's your podcast called again, so people can Google it?
Mary, what do you see?
Bam. Okay, sorry, go ahead. I just want to make sure people can Google it.
Yeah. Mary, what do you see? And on Sunday nights at 9:30. And then the pet psychic one. You ought to let me read your pets, Nikki. Okay. I can tell you about them. that's on Thursday nights at 9:30. Nice. But yeah, so this guy was always like there. He was a hustler. That's what I was looking for. He was a hustler, like hustling money, always kind of like on the con kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he was there. He picked Kurt's body up.
Oh, he's the one that moved the body?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
TJ Scissorhands says the Mary the Second show we did about Kurt was because new evidence had been released. What new evidence was released?
I don't remember. TJ, who said that?
TJ Scissorhands.
Oh, Jason. Yeah, Jason's on the.
TJ Scissorhands.
Yeah, Jason. He's on my podcast. Jason, what was the new information? I don't remember.
Yeah, you guys were. It's funny because, like, I found your, I actually found your episode of your show, and I've watched you. I've been on your show, for Christ's sake, but I'm just saying, like, I found that episode of the show whenever I was going through that rabbit hole with Kurt Cobain and Kristen, and then like you were one of the top videos on that, and I watched that whole thing. I didn't know there's a second part. I would watch that too, but I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, you're basically saying exactly what my instinct was saying. Like, I don't have any evidence of the things this, but. But Eric, Hole's guitar player, was the last person to see Kristen, and that's been checked out. That's been backed by by him, even admitting it.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's very like I want to say, Kurt gave her a book called Perfume, and they're trying to get her to read that book about this guy who couldn't. He's like a millionaire, couldn't like smell, but wanted to make the, or had no scent, but wanted to make the perfect scent. And they seemed like they were about to run off together. It did seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective and my instinct, and like I said, no, I'm not saying I have anything back in this, but my gut feeling always made me think that was a they're mm-hmm. both murdered because they both died around the same time, and her death was so overshadowed. Like, I mean, it was something we knew, but mainstream media picked it up. So some of you guys proved on your podcast that the media picked up after, and you guys were super on point with that. What was your podcast called again for people back home? Mary, what?
Mary, what do you see?
Mary, what do you see? Definitely, I would check out that Kurt Cobain episode after watching this. It was definitely very insightful, and they pulled up graphics and stuff, and they went a little more depth on the things we're talking about. So, but what a great episode. I watched that just as a Nirvana fan, and as a friend of Mary, it was even cooler hearing one of my friends talk about something that I already felt was right, but having a psychic kind of verify it. I mean, it was definitely, I mean, knowing you and even not knowing you, it was a fun episode. I feel like, I mean, I went to that episode off content, and you just happened to be the host on, or it happened to be your show. And but what a great episode, though, if you guys want to watch that at some point. I need to watch the second episode. I haven't seen that yet. But just what a great episode. And you definitely had a lot of stuff on there, a lot of information and stuff. But you're saying, like, the cops and stuff were paid off and, like, the –
I feel like they were dirty. They were absolutely – they're like, how can we do – because they knew – I mean, they knew how powerful Kurt's wife was. What's her name? Courtney. They knew how powerful she was, you know, and literally they would be doing desk jobs in Alaska.
Mary, is your show on Rumble?
No, it's not.
It's on YouTube, Jenny. I know that for sure. I saw it on YouTube. Yeah, I was asking. Yeah. She asked in the comments. And then you covered that. You covered, like, the police, like, sleeping – one of the police guys sleeping with Courtney, you said?
Oh, yeah. And the autopsy doctor.
Okay, so she was
– She pays
Dylan's rent to this day, Kurt Cobain's friend.
Yes.
That was something I think you guys talked about that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And it's very cut and dry. I mean, it definitely seems like Kurt was murdered.
Yeah.
Body was arranged, put in that little top area. Because, like, someone even looked through the house, I think. I think the private investigator that started this whole Kurt and Court, Tom something – He said he was walked through the house, but not up there. Right. And then, I mean, it definitely seems like he was murdered and it was arranged and they put it up there. And then that girl definitely seemed like she was killed too. There's just like a really weird thing. Like, and it seems like really pettiness of Courtney Love. Like, just like, because if Kurt didn't die, he would have just got a divorce. And there's like no way she would have got much. Right now, she has 1/3 of Nirvana's rights right now.
I know. Like,
and then she went on tour right after, too, off of an album that Kurt Cobain wrote for her. Like, Live Through This was written by Kurt Cobain. And, like, they end up touring off that after. And it was a really big – I mean, it's a very big, overlooked story that nobody talks about. It's like 9/11 or something. Like, everybody speculates there's more to 9/11, but nothing's ever done about it. Same thing with, like, Epstein's murder. Same thing with Kurt Cobain's murder. Yeah. It's like, this is pretty much common knowledge at this point, but I think you went into a lot of depth on things that are commonly known. You ask a 13-year-old out in the street, you're like, hey, was Kurt Cobain killed? They're going to be like, yeah. You know, like, a lot of the public and fans of Nirvana have been saying that for a while. Yeah. But, like, you went into way more depth on it and, like, just talking about how, like, the last guy to leave the house at Christian's house and, like, how the – like, so what is – from your perspective with speaking with, like using your ability, rather – What exactly went down the day Kurt Cobain died or whatever? What exactly went down there?
I saw that he was having a conversation outside, and I see some stones there, almost like brick or stone. And he's sitting down, and Dylan is standing there smoking. Kurt was sitting down going, man, I don't think I can do this anymore, you know, and he wanted out. Kurt wanted out, okay? And then he said he had a gun. Let me give it back to you. He gave Dylan back. Dylan, from what I understand, Dylan had this rifle, gave it to Kurt. And then Kurt's like, I don't want this. I don't need this, man. And hands the rifle back to Dylan. And then the thing I know... or Dylan came to get the rifle back. And then Kurt's there and he's like, and he looks up and he says, what are you doing, man? He goes, money wins out. Sorry, dude. Friends for life, but money wins out. That's what I heard.
And she's paid Dylan's rent since then. Like, Courtney Love has been paying Kurt Cobain's childhood best friend Dylan, his rent from that maybe before, I don't know, but
that's weird.
Has been paying his rent forever. He's like a failed musician kind of guy. He's like
super sus.
He's had several bands. Like he wants to, like they all wanted to be rock stars, but Kurt blew up, and Kurt was a lot of people's meal ticket. So yeah. Basically, just by playing a 30-minute set, that guy would make so much money, and how many album sales he had. He was Courtney Love's meal ticket. He was the friends around him's meal ticket. He was young. He was in his 20s. So yeah. This guy blew up in his fucking 20s. So excuse my language, yeah. but so he had a lot of hangers on, a lot of friends, just like that. He's like paying their drug tabs, paying their party, and like all that.
Yeah.
And even the music industry, like you're saying, like guys like Clive Davis and stuff, they're paying a lot of those guys yachts and bills and stuff like that. And for him to just disappear would lose the pocket of money that they were going to do. But instead, killing him made a lot more money. So I don't know how deep it goes, because like if you look at interviews with Courtney Love's dad, I believe it was her dad. It's on YouTube. You look at interviews of him talking about how Courtney Love basically was always trying to find a guy to make a rock star that she could lily pad off of. And like, and she dated Billy Corgan, like before Kurt Cobain. She dated a lot of the and after she dated a lot of rock stars after. So she's been trying to do this forever. I think her dad was a deadhead that followed the dead around, and so they're all into music already. And her goal was to groom a guy like Kurt Cobain, who was like this close to blowing up already, groom him, make him blow up, and then segue off of it. And then whenever he was trying to leave, because it sounds like Kurt was trying to leave, and I think his suicide note was him exiting the music industry. It wasn't for him to kill himself. Like the note he wrote was him just saying, "Sorry guys, I can't fake it anymore."
Somebody faked that note because I believe it was Courtney. Spirit said Courtney faked that note because that was not the note. Spirit said that she had been practicing his handwriting prior to this.
Yeah, it looks like two different handwritings, too. Like, it looks like a handwriting at the bottom and that. And, like, I love how Janie points out the Vultures, because there's a song and album by Swampy Soul called Vultures I like a lot that just talks about, like, being famous. And, like, one of the lines is, like, I can't wait to die so all the mouths of vultures can be fed. And it just like, makes fun of, like, just, like, the aspect of fame and how everybody just kind of, like, kisses your ass and isn't
really. Hanger on like that hustler guy.
Especially like, your 20s. Like, I'm old right now. I'm like, getting old right now, but we're, like, at 34, I have less bullshit. Or excuse me, 34. That's at 39, I have less bullshit around me. Where in my 20s, I had so much bullshit people around me. I couldn't imagine being a millionaire then. That'd have been fucking such a waste. I'd have died or something, or got robbed or killed. I mean, I just imagine. I'm such an idiot in my 20s. But I feel like fame's hard. Fame's got to be hard for especially back then. Kurt Cobain fame's a little different than podcast fame, where we could just like close our laptops and ignore everybody. Kurt Cobain couldn't go to a Quick Trip or a gas station. He couldn't go to a grocery store. Everyone known who Kurt Cobain was. That was his level of fame. Where it wasn't like this. Like, I mean, for him it was way more of a job. Like before internet fame, you had to be famous all the time. Like that was just you. You were doing that all the time. Now you can just close the fucking laptop if you get some haters or something, or just you don't want to deal with people. I mean, even fame gets annoying, people complimenting. I mean, just like, or trying to hit you up or trying to hang out. It's just like, it gets, I mean, I couldn't imagine his level, which is like way past ours. Like I couldn't imagine that thing, like how much that would suck to be like a circus bear forever. And like, don't get me wrong, it'd be fun for like 3 years or so, you know, like he wrote it out for a couple of years from 91 to 94, he wrote it out probably. But it just seems like that. And then it seems like the show was over. Everyone's money was about to dry up. And then she kills him. And then she keeps the party going. And that's what it seems like, because like I don't think Kurt Cobain had any other friends other than the bass player. Like Kurt was like a fucking like I don't know him, but I never met him. But what I read about him, what he seems like, I mean, he didn't have a lot of real friends. Like only his bass player probably. He had a lot of people that Courtney was very manipulative. So she had the babysitter, which was an ex boyfriend in the house. She had a band member who was an ex boyfriend, Eric, that killed Kristen, or we think killed Kristen, for legal reasons. And I think that like Courtney was so manipulative, she built this little circus around Nirvana with all these guys she slept with, basically.
Yeah.
And would manipulate all of them. And like most of them had nothing going on. Like the babysitter ex-boyfriend guy, he had nothing going on. He just moved into their mansion, got everything paid for, all of his drug habits, everything paid for, where he was like kind of a loser on his own. Like most of these people just seem like losers on their own. Where Kurt Cobain was so successful that his wife had several boyfriends she was paying for.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how rich he was.
Wow.
That, And I got, and this need, does not need to be overlooked, guys. Kristen Plath, right?
Yeah, I believe.
Okay, so I got, he was in love with her.
Seemed like that.
He wanted a normal life. Yeah, he was a rock star, but he had a kid with Courtney. He didn't care about Courtney. He, as a matter of fact, on the other side, he has a big distaste in his mouth for her. Okay. And he just wanted to be a normal father. Okay. To the kid, but she made it impossible. Okay. This is coming from him, not from me. So Spirit is saying, I fell in love with Kristen. She wanted a simple life. And she knew that when that man, the guy with the blonde hair, showed up, she knew that she was going to die that night. That's what he just said.
That's crazy. Because, like, they definitely seem like they clicked and they're hanging out and making plans with other bands and other stuff like that. And she made plans to go back home with her parents and not be in this rock and roll band and stuff, but she was contractually obligated. Like Courtney's crew seemed like some Neanderthals. Like they would just like, they would go in, take over some shit and like, just like force everybody to do what they want. And they found Kristen in some band and like, liked her, thought she was cute. Like, all right, you're their bass player now. And like basically signed her and all this shit and paid her way and stuff, trapped her in that situation. And they're about to do a big tour. Like Kurt died and they're about to leave for a world tour. And then she died right before Hole's first world tour. And Hole was a big band. I mean, like people overlook this, but Hole was a really big band from like 94 to like 2001. And like they were a really big band, headlining festivals and playing big festivals and playing festivals in my town and all around. I mean, Hole was not to be overlooked at the time. They were like a Rolling Stone top five band. I mean, like they were such a big band in this time. And I think that like, I mean, that seems all demonic and evil to me. I mean, it just seemed like all the energy just seems like, I mean, and like just my basic beliefs of just like of being like Lucifer being like the music angel, you know, and like influence and stuff like that. That's my gist. I mean, if I want to go that route, but I mean, what a nasty scene. A lot of those people, like that Eric guy that we talk about, who's a guitar player for Hole, the guy from
Long Soul. No soul.
Seemed empty. Like, you look in his eyes, he's empty.
Empty. It's like Couch Guy. When I saw Couch Guy.
Yeah.
Yellow glasses on, I'm going, you know, I was a little concerned about him. Health-wise, I'm concerned about him, okay? You know, like heart or something. There's something going on, sugar. There's something going on with him. And so I want him to get checked physically, not mentally, but physically, okay?
You said Couch Guy?
Yeah, that's Couch Guy. Couch Guy. Yeah, I was talking to him, you know, before we came on.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, so Spirit shows things, and it's like I have to relay the message. I'm not one of those who's going to, you know, make it, you know, oh, it's so nice, and hold your hand, and I'm not. I'm going to tell you straight up how it is, what I see, and it's coming straight from Spirit. That's just how I am. I'm not a Long Island medium. I'm not one of those, you know, past the Kleenex. They're on the other side. Everything's great. No, they're fucking not. All right. So I'm that kind of a person. I'm going to tell you straight what I see. And I saw that blonde headed man,
Eric,
with no soul, Eric. I can't remember his name.
I'm a big music
I'm
fan.
Like, no soul. Like Courtney.
He seems empty
with him. Courtney slept with him.
He also, what threw me off about him, like regarding what you're saying, and to reinforce, like from my opinion, he was hanging around with all people doing heroin, and he wasn't doing heroin. He was basically numb already, and he was just hanging out with a bunch of numb zombies also, and he got all wrapped up. Like I think a girl like Courtney's got a lot going on, where she numbs herself to forget about a lot of stuff. But I think like that's just my read. She's
very smart.
Yeah, she seems like it. She's able to manipulate all this on opiates. I mean, she's manipulative on opiates. That's crazy. I mean, that's like
When you go all on heroin, they probably all had like demonic entities attached to them, working through them.
Oh yeah, they did. You know, they had attachments. You know, I mean, I see that a lot. You know,
I think most people probably have attachments. They definitely did. I mean,
Yeah, when I see somebody's energy field, I can see what's in it. Like when they come to me, when I'm at all of these events, and I see people walking up to where I am, my booth or whatever have you, and I'm looking at, like, one guy had like 15 dogs, which was great. Nikki, you would have loved that one. And I described all of them that were sitting around him. But normally I can see attachments. I can see dead loved ones. I can see asshole people that attacked them in life that had died. I mean, yeah, in their energy fields. And he has none. Eric has none. Like when I looked at him, it's void, just completely void. And Kristen was, she knew after he wouldn't leave, she knew she was dying that night.
Because they were also roommates too. Backstory, Kristen and Eric actually dated for a little bit.
Yeah.
They were roommates a little bit. Eric had an alibi. He was out to eat with some celebrity, like Gwyneth Paltrow or some celebrity that night. Like that, yeah, like he used that. He went to her place, allegedly, like he was usually her dealer too. So we don't know if she just took it willingly or if he went in there and just killed her, because she did get clean, she did go to rehab, and she was trying to change her life and move, which makes me think she wouldn't have made that decision. But yeah, that's just my instinct. This is what
she didn't want to. She,
yeah, it's just what we know. It's like we weren't just, yeah, I wasn't, yeah.
She wanted to go home. She wanted to go home, and she wanted to be a mother. She wanted to have a baby, and she wanted to be with Kurt.
How did she die? Did she OD?
In a bathtub, yeah. And like it was normal for her to like take to nap in the bathtub, like friends would say and stuff like that. And the friend that drove down with her didn't think anything of it at first, because he went to knock on the bathroom door and she'd hear it snoring. So yeah. Then only by checking in the morning did he find her dead, basically. And I don't think he knew Eric.
She was like probably suffocating from, I mean, that's what usually, you die of asphyxiation when you OD on opiates, because it's not the opiates that kills you. It's the fact that your organs, your body stops breathing for itself because you're so relaxed. You suffocate.
I just got that she knew she was dying that night. That's what spirit is.
No, I tend to agree with you. I was just saying the story that we know. Like I definitely agree. I think she was murdered by Eric, in my opinion. That's what I think happened. But I was just saying she went back there. The other guy was sleeping in the truck to watch the stuff that they packed because he didn't want to get robbed. It's a bad area. And I think that he went in there to check on her. She was snoring in the bathroom in a bathtub, which was apparently normal for her. Morning, they find her dead. And that's I can't believe Eric did that. What's up?
Was the Eric guy there that night?
Yeah. He stopped by like that night. But they make it sound like he was on a date with some famous person. Like in the alibi, he was on a date with like some big name girl we'd know. I just forgot who it was. But that was the alibi. Yeah. And it looks very, very like, and Courtney was in rehab or something or like at the time. Like, so everybody was like alibied out. Like everybody was like,
right.
Yeah. Everybody had alibis and stuff. And she ended up dead. It was a very overlooked thing because like it was drastically overshadowed by Kurt Cobain's death. And basically no one knew who she was really yet, because like the Hole was just about to go on the world tour that made him famous. So basically, Courtney was famous already for dating Kurt Cobain, right, but wasn't quite famous for being a lead singer yet. And this was like her, right after she killed Kristen, she grabbed another bass player. And she has a weird system. She makes everybody live with her people and stuff. She has like this weird, she's almost like a cult leader, it seems like. Yeah. Like this mini cult leader that builds like a town of people or a village of people around her, basically. They're all very obedient. And all the men.
Black magic?
She seems like a witch. That would make sense. I mean, she seems like a witch.
It's about control.
Yeah.
All about control.
All the guys around her probably slept with her, and most of the girls are lesbians, which makes me think she slept with the girls too. So she was a stripper before she met like a Cobain and stuff, like an overtly sexual type person that would use it for manipulation and took it to, rather than everyday guys that come in, just talk about $200 for a lap dance or some shit. She went after like high ranking people for the millions of dollars, basically, is what it seemed like.
She could have been doing sex magic on people too.
Wouldn't surprise me. She seems like a witch. Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, it's like, okay, so she slept with the autopsy guy, the doctor who did the autopsies, who is dead. He died. He died in some what, parachuting or skydiving accident in some foreign country.
Weird.
There's a lot of death.
It's like a freak accident. Just like a weird freak accident type shit. That's
yeah. Bizarre. But
when someone dies like that, it really makes me think. Like, okay, so there was this file I was reading. It was a declassified file, and it was about the CIA using psychics, but they were also using mystics to curse world leaders that they were at war with. And some of these world leaders were mysteriously dying of like illnesses or dying in freak accidents.
Yeah.
And so like when they had a group of witches like casting magic on someone, it actually was fucking with them. So I feel like when I hear of some like celebrity dying of a freak accident where it's like, oh, he died by himself, but it was like some weird thing. It really makes me feel like it's like a coven of witches casting hexes or like death magic on someone.
Well, you know, honestly, weird. you can take that magic and you send it back to the person who did it.
Right.
I don't believe in curses and things like that, you know, but I believe
it sometimes, but I can see how it's possible.
Yeah.
Like, but also I can see how it's not. I can see how her just having sex with people is like a spell. Because yeah, like it builds this like connection immediately, and then she can control these people. And then like, because men are, I mean, as a man, we're stupid as fuck, dude. We'll do anything for girls, you know. Like, we'll literally do anything for girls. We're idiots. Like, if my wife was like, "Go fuck that person up," I'm like, "Why?" or something, and probably still do. You know, it's one of those things. It's just like, and she wouldn't do that. She's sweet. But I'm saying like the things us moron men would do for women is crazy. So she was using that for these lonely guys that don't have love or anything like that, and like going after them. It seems like most of the people around her slept with her. Even the cop that investigated the death scene, I think, slept with her.
Yeah, he did.
Wow, that's wild.
I mean, wait a minute. Her husband just died. Well, he hated her. Kurt did not like her. He wanted out from her. This is what he said. He doesn't even want to talk about her on the other side. Okay. He's like, just no. No, don't even mention that S. And it starts with an S and ends with a K. Don't even mention that skank's name. Okay, that's what I just heard. Don't even.
Yeah.
I said, okay, all right, fine.
She seems like she's the little mob boss, like little junkie mob boss that kind of like got everything she wanted. And you look at who gains things, and she gained things, and she paid people out. She's constantly paying bribes. She's paying that Dylan guy's rent for years, decades. So it's like, I mean, it all goes back to her.
Yeah. And he's very, I mean, like, why would you continue to pay a man's way in life and have him live there? He was living there. Okay. So what if they were just friends, you know, Kurt and Dylan?
Right.
There's more to that story, you know.
Childhood friends got bad on drugs, basically. Both wanted to be a rock star, one didn't blow up. So there's a lot of resentment and jealousy probably within that. There's probably a lot of like, I'd imagine. And then like, you said it, I think that money beats friendship is probably how he looked at it. He basically had rent for life. Basically, he's like, okay, she'll take care of me for the rest of my life. I don't need to do anything.
He's blackmailing her.
Yeah, he could just lay around. I feel like a guy like Dylan just want to lay around on heroin all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, I'm going to do heroin and just lay around all the time. So he had his rent paid. He could just fucking lay around on drugs all day.
Yeah. And
that's my perspective of the situation, because they all seemed like junkies. All of them except for Eric were on heroin most of the time.
Yeah.
So he like the guy that was dead inside, which makes another leading to.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Evie. Hey, Evie. Have you guys seen my predictions list that came out?
No.
No, we can go over that though if you'd like. What happened?
I mean, everyone, like, I predicted
that. They all came through.
I predicted that Air India flight.
Oh, wow.
That went down.
You think that was a sacrifice? I feel like a lot of those plane crashes have been, like, sacrifices for Black Magic or the Illuminati or the...
I just knew that last November, you know, in 2024, I said... planes are going to start falling out of the sky. And I said,
you said that.
Yeah, in 2025. And then before Biden ever came out with a stage four prostate cancer, I saw him going.
He called that too, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
He has stage four prostate cancer?
Yeah, Biden's got stage four prostate cancer.
Maybe it's karma.
Oh, yeah. He's a fall guy. He's a fall guy.
And I predicted Princess Kate's cancer back in the year 2000 or 2022.
Damn.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more in my predictions list. Like I predicted the what's going to happen with Iran. Right now we're in the lull. In other words, there was that little firestorm that Trump and, you know, because we certainly don't want them having nukes.
Right.
And I said, we're going to go into a lull. And then by 2029, things are going to start to get heated up. Okay. Yeah. Iran will not forget.
Never forget.
They're mad. They're calling on death on Trump right now and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I saw that 2.5 years into his term. I hope not. You know, I've met him several times. Nice as hell.
Trump?
Yes.
Nice.
I met him. Yeah, very nice man. And, oh, thank you, Evie. But there's a lot more, guys. We're going to lose some major rockers this year. Rock stars.
Wow. We already lost one.
We lost two.
From Rockville crashed in a private plane like a week after Rockville. I forgot who. I don't remember who it was. It was like some drummer in big bands. Well, yeah.
What was it? Sly and the Family Stone or something like that? Yeah, he died.
It was a band I wasn't familiar with, but it was a really big. It was a really big one.
Big one, yeah. But I'm talking big, big.
Well, Mary, in good news. How long till I'm a millionaire?
Did she say something about 111 or like 1111 last time?
Something. I thought it was like 18 months, 1.5. 1.5 years. I'm seeing because I see some bills. Okay. So then I'm seeing the number 5. So 5 years. 5 years or less. Years or less.
Not worth it.
I guess you're gonna be a thousandaire till.
Huh? Yeah, not worth it. Not worth it.
Yeah. Did you remember? I called that very first contract of yours. I called that. I said you're gonna get a contract, and you did.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I see some more big ones.
I could use a couple more of those. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're gonna get them.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been working hard on that. So hopefully.
That's great. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you're
big time. You have an entourage wherever you go.
Seems like it. No, Nikki and I were up late working on that, like fucking mapping out everything the other night. Like, I mean, with our powers combined, I think it's going pretty good. I just need to get some faster guesses. Like, I'm out here panhandling until then, you know? It's like, I'm like. So it's like, no, but we've been doing a lot of work, though. So I definitely think that, I mean, it's going, I mean, we've got 1,000 people live watching me complain about it. So, you know. I think I'm close. I think I'm closer in 5 years. I'm going to beat your 5 years. I'm going to beat it by 4 years and 3 months.
Okay.
I'm doing it this year. I'm calling it right now. I'm doing it this year.
I'm claiming it.
Yeah. So, but how is Robert Plant's health? Does anybody know?
That'd be interesting. He looks old.
Alice in Chains. Someone from Alice in Chains. They had to quit They had to reschedule, or they had to drop out of the Rockville concert because one of them got prostate cancer.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Mary the Medium Ministry. Yeah, I am starting my own ministry, guys. I really am.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a 508C1A. Yep, yep. So
how does that work?
Huh?
How does that work?
It's a great, it's a good tax advantage. Let's put it that way. But I'm doing it because I walk in the light.
Yeah.
And I really am a reverend. I'm a pastor. Okay. I really am a minister in real life.
That's awesome. I
don't practice it, you know.
Yeah.
I work my day job, and then I do marry the medium. But I have seen stones are the oldest next to McCarthy. Yes, you're right. And then there's Elton John, Robert Plant.
Wow.
And then the guys from Aerosmith, and of course Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it's in that group, guys. It's in that group. Somewhere, Rob.
What would you say to people that claim that being like doing mediumship is like against the Bible and like?
No, I mean the Bible. So in the Bible they have certain words in there where there one of the disciples, I believe, maybe it might have been John. He was gifted.
Yeah.
Okay, and they. It's man taking it out of context to make people like me look bad. But there are people out there that don't have a gift that are doing it only for the money.
Scamming people. Yeah, totally.
Scamming people, yeah. You know. And I don't charge for missing people, you know. Yeah. I may charge for a reading, okay? Especially if you're going to ask me, who am I going to marry? Okay, to me, that stuff is boring. Okay. And don't do it, by the way. Don't do it. Don't get married, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Right.
You give, you're like, don't do it.
Right. Yeah. No, not a fan of it. But yeah, so but the Bible has certain instances, and I can ask my friend Cecil which area in the Bible, but it talks about a seer or a psychic, yeah, or someone with gifts.
Yeah.
So that's man taking it out of context, making it, you know, making people like me and other psychics and other mediums and other people with gifts as bad. And we're not.
Right.
You know, and I'm not using it for
manipulating people, right? No, I had, because I had a I've had multiple conversations about this with other Christians. Oh, yeah. Like, because I do psychic readings and tarot readings and like,
yeah,
mediumship.
Oh, I'd love to learn tarot, Nikki.
And people are always like, oh, it's demonic, you're speaking to demons, against what the Bible says. I'm like, I feel like why did God give me this gift to like see if it's so demonic? Like, I don't
right
why
right.
Why he would give me that gift if it's so evil? Like,
no,
it just wouldn't. Doesn't make sense to me. Like, especially if
I've seen the Archangel Michael 3 times, and I have seen the Virgin Mary once. Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
The Archangel Michael would not let me cross. I tried running around him saying, "Hey, buddy, move out of the way." And he would not let me go into that beautiful golden light. Wouldn't. Okay. 3 different times I have seen the Archangel Michael. I didn't even know there was an Archangel Michael. Okay. Yeah. I must have skipped that in Sunday school. I mean, we didn't really talk about it in the church I went to, but yeah. It's like, why do I have this gift if I'm not meant to help people with
it, right.
I hid it for 35 years. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And neither should you. And you know what? It's because of fear.
Okay? Yeah.
People are afraid of what they don't know.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, no, I've had a similar experience with when my spiritual gifts came online. Like the first angel that, the first experience I had was with Archangel Gabriel, which I didn't, again, like you said, like I didn't even know
yes.
who that was.
Right.
And when I looked it up later, it was an angel that was, you know,
yeah.
a real angel. But he basically was like telling me about my gifts, telling me that like I need to use my gifts to help people.
Yeah.
That it's a gift from God. And then he told me some other interesting things. He was basically like, this is a simulation. He told me we were in a simulation. He was telling me that like it's a divine simulation, mm-hmm. but that it's not real, that the spirit realm is more real than this realm. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I really kind of understood like, wow, like getting all upset and like worked up over things is kind of silly. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, this isn't even real. You know what
right.
I mean? Kind of like dream in a sense. I mean, it's real, but it's not. You know what
right.
I mean?
We're meant to learn lessons in right. this realm. Meant to learn lessons. Okay? Like to love and to forgive. Mm-hmm. Those are the two biggest lessons we have to learn.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay? Yeah. So, but yeah. No, I totally get it. Trust me. You know? So.
You vibing anything on us?
What?
You vibing anything on you reading anything on us?
No, you know, within like 5 years, Anthony, why am I seeing kids around you?
I'm finally gonna be invited to Epstein's Island, I guess. finally. Wow. No, you're probably right. I'll probably have kids.
Yeah, no, I see two. Number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Illegitimate kids or legitimate kids?
No, legitimate.
I gotta take care of them too, damn.
Yeah. You gotta take a huge basket, like bigger than the size of this banner behind me. Okay. Just stuff it full of money and then walk over to your lake and throw it.
I was hoping for some good news, but that's terrible.
Kids, God damn it.
Right?
Not what I was looking for.
Yeah, so, no. I just think you guys, I mean, when I saw Anthony in Florida, man, he had an entourage behind him. And I was hoping you were going to be there too, Nikki, you know. But
everybody does. Whenever I do a show, they always ask where Nikki's at. Five shows I've done, they're like, where's Nikki? I'm like, we're trying to do it, but I'm a bar and grill comedian. I can barely afford to do this. You know, it's like, it's barely lucrative for one person. I'm like trying to like make it like.
But you came for Nikki. Who the fuck are you?
The other comedians will be so hyped to be like thinking they're doing a set with her and stuff. They're like, yeah, we're doing a set with Anthony and Nikki from the Anthony Rodgers Show. And, like, they'll be so disappointed. Like, they'll ask where she's at. Like, this happened 5 times.
Oh, my God.
At least 5 times.
That's funny.
Well, she does look better in a skirt than you do, Anthony.
Ah,
that's fair. That's fair.
Is he wearing kilts on stage, bro?
Huh? Yeah.
Is he wearing kilts on stage?
No, it was pink shorts. Shorts in Florida, not just
that's very Florida. That's
I'm wearing pink shorts right now.
Miami Coke dealer.
I was wearing these. I don't want to stand up. No, I'm wearing these. I was wearing pink shorts. Yeah, the ones I'm wearing right now. No, I just got drunk and made fun of everybody. That was a fun time.
It was fun.
That was a fun
time. I loved it. I'm glad you didn't call me upstage because you know that woman that was sitting up front. She was, well, you wouldn't remember her. I do. Because Spirit would not leave me alone with her. They're like, you got to say something. If Anthony calls on you, you got to call her out. This woman was rude as shit. And I'm going, oh, my God. And I was looking at her and I was going, what the hell? And I'm going, her father was so abusive to her. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, Spirit was showing me everything about this woman that was sitting in the front row.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of things that.
I subtly
give you the right to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have said, you know, I just would have said, hey, your dad says hello. And he's got
a
paddle in his hand. Or was that a whip? I don't know.
So, no, I was like, I think we have a psychic in the crowd. And Mary, like, froze. She's like, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to do that one. And I just kept going with it. I changed the subject because, like, I was going to call her up. I could tell that she would have killed me if I did. So I was like, I think we have a psychic in the crowd. And she's, like, froze, like, literally just, like, deer in the headlights.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, I'm like, she probably doesn't want me to tell people that right now. All right, well.
Well, I read the two people sitting next to me. I looked at him and I looked at her and I said, did you take care of his mother when she died? And she's like, yes. And I said, because she's showing me a hospital bed. And so I talked to him and I talked to her for a little bit before, yeah, before you got started, actually.
Yeah. That's my crowd, the Dead Moms Club. That's my crowd. They're like, well, though I meet
the next show, Dead Moms Club.
that's all I talked about for like a year. The podcast would always go to my mom. I'm like, so I probably related to a lot of people. I have people hit me up like that all the time. I got named names, but even like last week, I was like, you guys want to do this, or whatever. He's like, my dad died. Actually, man, I know you're dealing with that too, and it's a lot. And like, it's really weird that like made me have more empathy towards people dealing with that, because like I always knew it sucked. But I'd block it out before. I'm just like, I don't want to think about that.
And then I don't want to think about that.
But since that happened, I think I've had a lot of people like tell me stuff and bring it up. And it's like a weird healing thing for everybody. Like, I don't know. Like, I always get in a conversation like that. Like, even today, I probably did drinking out earlier in my bar downstairs. I was like drinking, and like, someone was telling me the same thing about their grand. Like, they all relate to somebody they know. They're like, oh, yeah, that happened to my grandpa. That sucks, or something, you know?
Shitty losing people.
Yeah, it is, you know. But the good thing is, guys, is that they're not far away. All you have to do is, I mean, they are like right there. Most of the readings I give the family, you know, they come in like whoosh, like right up on you, and they're in your energy field. Okay. So it's like they are right there with you. They don't go far at all.
Yeah.
I feel my mom around me constantly.
And she is.
Like, it was weird. I think I told you this, or I posted it or something like that, and you commented on it. It was like a, like Mother's Day. It was like 4 days before it. I was just like, oh God. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to think about this shit. You know what I mean? Okay. And it just hits you. And then like Smash Mouth hits me up like, hey, you want to grab lunch? And I'm like,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, yeah. And like my mom was really, I mean, this is all of her concerts she went to. My mom was super into, she made a blanket out of all of her concerts she ever went to.
Oh, wow.
Or that she got shirts for, at least. She probably went to way more concerts. But but more or less, and like it was so weird that was like, it was like a rock star hitting me up to like, Like it was just, my life's crazy. My life's fucking crazy. Like, I feel like if I was less successful, I'd just be sad all the time. But I'm successful, so I have all these distractions. And like Rockstar's like, hey man, you want to go grab some fucking chicken wings? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. You know, it's like,
it's hard to be sad when your idols hit you up for lunch. You're like, okay, fine.
I think that's great.
But I feel like that's my mom's energy, because she was really into music and stuff. And like, I wouldn't even have a pod. I wouldn't even have the easiest life ever if it wasn't for my mom. You know, it's like, I feel like the podcast, like, this is her thing. She liked Howard Stern, all this shit. I'm just a dude. I'm like, I don't know. I probably would have just like crashed on couches forever. I don't care. You know, it's like, I don't give a fuck about anything really. It's like, I'm trying to do it though. I'm trying to care about stuff, you know, but.
Yeah, well, you're doing great, Anthony. I mean, I've known you since, 2010 or something like that? Was it?
Yeah, we have a lot more.
Yeah.
Got a lot bigger since then, huh?
I remember sitting out in my little black Kia when I had a Kia, sitting out in the car talking to you, because that was the best reception that I had the very first time I was on your show or was talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the first year we had a show. Like, I'd say 2015, you're on several times. Like, it's like, it's crazy how far it's come. Like, how far, like, I mean, we're just, and I think we're right. I feel weird saying this on record and alive, but these people are the reason why, so I'm going to say it. But it's just like, I have a feeling that this is about to get so big that, like, I feel it. And like, we'll sit around brainstorming stuff and we're like, okay, we already did everything. We have everything everybody wants. We have listeners, we have famous people, we have a porn star and a comedian co-host. We've checked every box. Like, where's my gold fucking chest? I mean, I'm like, where's my fucking gold bars and mansion? I was promised if I gave them everything they wanted, I would have it. And I feel like I'm this close to it. I feel like I'm this close. And I'm already there, really.
You are.
Yeah,
that's the weird part.
You are. It's just, you are. Okay, so this is where you were. Here's the fence. And you are right here. Boom. And then when that happens, that's when you won't talk to me. You'll be, you and Nikki will be so huge. I mean, seriously, you are right there, Anthony.
I feel it. I have chills right now. No, I feel it, because it's like, I definitely feel it. Like, I mean, I, mm-hmm. I don't want to go into too much details. I'll just bore the audience. But no, it's, I definitely think I feel it.
Yeah.
It's like the way we handled Rockville, the way the show goes lazily. Like I was freaking out last week because my equipment didn't work, and she's like, "Play a rerun." I'm like, "Okay." So I did that, and I got 48,000
views on that than we did on the original drop of the episode for Rockville.
Yeah, 48,000 people saw. Dude, yeah, and I'm so blessed for you guys watching this. And like, I mean, without people watching this is fucking delusional. But like, you know, I mean, we put a lot of time into trying to figure everything out. Like, we have great guests. We have we can bullshit a show without guests, but like the guests bring a lot. Like you, for example, in this situation, I mean, you're a legend. I mean, so it's like you've done a lot of stuff too. And it's like, I mean, just the growth of everything is kind of amazing. It's just like I see all my friends around me winning. I'm winning. Everyone's else. It's like, it's weird because I feel like I'm in it right now, but I don't remember I'm in it. I feel like I'm 19, still trying to make it. You know,
me too.
Yeah, you feel that way too. That's funny. You know,
I do. I feel like I'm like, you know, and I look like, do you Google yourself? Do you Google your name to see what happens?
No, but bitches do.
Nah.
Bitches Google my name all day.
I googled it, and I'm going, who is that? Because I still feel I feel like I'm struggling. Okay. Yeah. As I feel like I'm struggling, like, you know, I find dead people. Okay. It's like, who, you know, it's just, I've had 5 Hollywood producers try and fit me in this little box to do stupid ass psychic medium tricks. Like what you see on TV, and that's not what my gift is about, you know.
No, I think it's your authenticity that brings your ability forward. I definitely think you're talented and have an ability, and you've proven it several times. But I think that I think it's your authenticity and your politeness. I think that goes a long way too. I think like. Because we're in a generation where people want to see a personality behind things. You know what I mean? And you have both. You have like a Southern kind of charm with your authenticity. I think it works well for what you're doing. And I think that's what it is. You're polite because anybody could like read people and be a dick. You know, it'd be easier to be a dick. You know, but I think the fact that you're polite and like you know, I think that's your success. And you work hard too. I mean, you work a full time job while you're doing this. Most entertainers don't even know what a full time job is. So you're
yeah, but you know. But I do it because I don't charge on the other side, which is my gift. I don't charge for that, you know, especially for missing person. I would never charge for a missing person.
No, you solve a lot of crimes like that too, and that's a very overlooked thing about you too. I think I think you solve a lot of missing persons, and like I think it's a great ability, and I feel like I have a little bit of that ability, but not to the level you do, where I could like tell people we're dead people. That's insane. But I have a good sense, and I have my dreams kind of predict things for me, and like I have a certain skill set with it, but it's not as highly evolved as like somebody that claims. It's not as like medium level is what I try to say. But yeah. I feel like I have that energy everybody has, where intuition. Yeah. Everybody has intuition, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't exercise as much as like somebody like you or Nikki would, like by being mediums and stuff. But I definitely believe in it. I see it all the time, and a lot of Christians say it's wrong, but I mean it doesn't feel wrong to me, and I'm not the judge though. I'm not the judge.
I'm a Christian.
Me too.
It's not wrong. Okay.
I feel that way too.
It's not. That's just their fear. That is their fear. It's something they can't control. Okay. And that's how I feel about it. You know, and I'm a minister. Okay. And I am a psychic medium. And if someone says what you're doing is, you know, is against God and against the Bible, bullshit, it's not, okay? Because otherwise, just like Nikki said, God would not have given me this gift to help people, both, you know, day job and as a psychic medium, if he didn't want me to, okay? Right. And he wouldn't have given Nikki that gift. You know, yes. He wouldn't have given you your intuition, and you're a Christian, okay? So that's just bullshit. That's fear-mongering. That's fear from these people that can't control, you know?
Well, I think also the
shame on them.
Things out of context from the Bible. And
absolutely.
About the Bible, and it was saying King James, one of the main writers of the Bible, was like this guy who, like, he got his mom beheaded so he could be in control. And he was also like having sex with his cousin who was a man. There was like all these things about him. Like, and this guy wrote the, this, like, what? And we, I got into this argument with this guy who was like a, he went from being a Satanist to like a total Jesus freak. And like, he wouldn't really understand my, like the point I was trying to make was like, it's not that I don't believe in God and I don't believe in Jesus. I don't trust humans. Like, and if a human being wrote the Bible, I don't necessarily trust it, everything that it says.
You don't trust their motive.
He was notorious for lying and being manipulative and dishonest and like, having that's an agenda. Motive. Like, so why would I blindly trust everything that's in the Bible? Not that there's like not good things in the Bible. Like, there's a lot of really great things in the Bible, but I think some things should be questioned and like, okay, why does it say that? Who wrote that? Is that actually what Jesus said? A lot of this stuff was written like 1,000 years after Jesus was dead. So it's like, how do we, like, no one had like a typewriter with a computer with all this information saved from when Jesus was alive and then like looked it up. It's like, how the fuck did they even know what?
Yeah. Jesus said? And that's
100 years later, you know?
Exactly. Right. But having met, you know, several of the angels on the other side, and I got to tell you, it was the greatest love I have ever felt in my life.
It's like a light.
It's the most incredible.
So, like when I've had angel experiences, it's so intense. Like the energy is like, it's almost hard to explain.
Like your whole body vibrates. My whole body vibrates. Whenever I have a spirit around me, Nikki, I'm being tasered. I feel like I'm being tasered. Whenever a spirit, and they wake me up at night in my room, they come into my room. It's like someone has just taken the taser and shot it through my heart because I'll jump straight up. And that's the energy that I get from them. But the vibration, everybody needs to have their vibration a little bit higher. Okay. I'm up here when it comes to my vibration. But when I saw the Archangel Michael, and when I believe I met God and I saw the Mother Mary, it was the most incredible love you could ever experience. I mean, it's indescribable.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, mm-hmm. It's almost a little intimidating because you could just feel how powerful they are. It's not like you're scared, but you're like, damn, that's a powerful fucking being. Like, that's a powerful being. You could just feel the potency of their power and their light. You're like, holy shit. Like, that is God. Like, God, I could feel.
And it's all love. Absolutely all love. Like going into Salem, Massachusetts. Before I even got to Salem, my whole body was vibrating from the energy from that town before I even got there. Like, it was like, it's like being hypoglycemic and shaking. It's
probably like a ley line there.
Whatever it was, I'm telling you.
You know, there's like certain areas where like the spiritual energy is like more intense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's like certain sacred spaces or sacred land that just has like, I know, I feel like a lot of them is, that's why a lot of them have temples is because back in the day when people were more intuitive, they could feel, or even like I was hearing about like, you know, the staffs. Like even Jesus had a staff. You know how they have these staffs? They would use the staff to feel where the spiritual energy in the earth was. And they'd be like, okay, this is where we need to build the church because this is where it like, it's almost like a well of like spiritual energy was like coming out of the ground in that specific area. Holy.
Wow. Cool. I just have to walk there. I can feel it.
Yeah. Well, I have to hop off pretty soon. My friend is about to go. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Anthony, for having me.
Yeah. Thank you all. And throughout any problem you need, we'll wrap it up.
Yep. So if anybody has anybody missing, you know, I'll be glad to help. That's what I do. And Anthony, thank you. And I hope you've had a great birthday.
Yeah, likewise.
Well, thank you all. I appreciate that. Yeah. It's a good birthday.
You deserve it, dude.
Well, yeah, so everybody just follow me on everything you already follow me on, because I guess if you're watching this, you already follow me probably. So I'm just like, I'm like, hey, follow me on the thing you're watching me on, you motherfuckers. Like, thank you all for watching. Thank you, Rumble, for featuring this episode. Thank you, Mary's guest. Thank you, as always, Nikki. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. You guys are going to see soon about working out some good brand deals and stuff like that, trying to figure out exactly we're taking the show and stuff. As far as me, I'm probably going to go to the Lake of the Ozarks, get drunk, stare at some fireworks. So
my game. Yeah, follow me on all my stuff. My Linktree QR code was at the very beginning of the show, next to my stand-up routine. And that's where you'll be able to find all my links. So, yeah, follow us on here, too. And that's all, folks.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you all for watching. Come to the Lake of the Ozarks and hang if you want to hang. I'm getting out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.